It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. I'm Jay Carlisle Larson in for Kate Archer Kent. Thanks for joining us this morning. It's time for the State Capitol Report. In today's issue, we're talking about the two-year, $87.5 billion state budget Governor Evers signed this summer, a new bill that would shore up paper mills and get a response to the hospitalization of Republican state lawmaker Andre Jock. Joining us is Janet Bewley, a Democratic state senator who represents a large chunk of Northwest Wisconsin. The district includes Superior, Ashland, and Rice Lake. She's also the Senate Minority Leader. And what questions do you have for Senator Bewley? Do you live in her district, in Superior, Rice Lake, or elsewhere? What do you want to know about the state budget, paper mills, or schools returning to in-person learning? Call in now, 800-642-1234, or email ideas at WPR.org. Senator Bewley, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Well, thank you for having me.
So let's start with your colleague, Andre Jock. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reported on Wednesday that he was hospitalized with COVID-19 and is currently breathing with the help of a ventilator. What has been your reaction to that news?
Oh, I think it's tragic. He has a large family. It being in a situation like that must be terrifying for his children. I just know that as a mom, I would worry about my kids first, of course. But Andre, he's suffering, and we should be thinking of him and his family at this time.
And how has this impacted, the state legislature as a whole to have one of your colleagues in what is a pretty dire situation at the moment?
Well, we haven't gone to the floor recently, so we're not seeing each other in person. But I do know that the Democratic caucus is concerned very much for Senator Jock's well-being. And we're also concerned about the well-being of the people of Wisconsin. We don't want anyone to suffer in this way. We want no loss of life because of COVID. So we're continuing to try to help people understand that vaccines are the best way to go. We still need to think about wearing masks and just to give the people of Wisconsin a chance to sort of collect themselves and think about what is best for them and for the state as a whole.
Well, let's stick with COVID-19 because the school year is, starting to ramp up. How do you feel about the return of students to schools and campuses, as we see this surge in cases due to the Delta variant?
I know that families are very concerned, and I know that school boards and communities are being torn apart by it. We have school districts here in the north that have chosen to wear masks. We have some that have decided not to enforce that. But the thing that I'm most concerned about are the emotions that come into the room, and particularly at these school board meetings, where people just go after each other in such a cruel way. I regret that very much because these are issues about our well-being as a whole and, of course, about individual rights when it comes to raising your children. But the fact that it's bringing out certainly not our better angels at this moment, but a lot of demons are coming out during this. And I regret that very much. And I'm hoping that we can get through this and that we'll have a great outcome at the end.
We are talking about state politics with Senate Minority Leader Janet Bewley. She represents the 25th District in northern Wisconsin. And sticking with education, this has been slightly controversial, but should teachers and, school staff be required to get vaccinated now that the FDA has fully approved, the Pfizer vaccine? It's no longer just under emergency authorization. It's fully approved.
Well, would I want to see everyone safe? Of course, I do. Is there any entity right here that has the authority to enforce that? Right now, it's up to the districts. It's up to each individual district to make the decision. And we have no way in this state because the governor and DHS cannot make a a ruling like that according to the legislature. So it is left up to these individual school boards. So that is where it should be. Of course, that's the system that we have. It's about local control. But it isn't a very pretty sight right now. I'm hoping that school districts can make the best decision. I personally would hope for wearing masks, and I know that most teachers want to have the vaccine and have it. It's a matter of making sure that you have a policy consistent in the entire school.
So, Senator Bewley, if it were to come up, would you support legislation that would potentially require vaccines for all teachers if it were to come up?
Well, I'm not sure if it ever would, and I understand that you would love an answer out of me on that one. It's a very, very difficult issue, and it's one that is at the heart of democracy, which is individual rights versus the common good. I mean, I think most issues that we ever struggle over are about that, individual freedom versus the common good. And we're going to end up talking about most issues that face us that break down to that very basic separation and approach to government. I'm more on the common good side. I believe that we're all better when we're all better, and we will all be healthy if each one of us try to be healthy. So I know that it's very difficult. I have a hard time envisioning what that kind of legislation would look like. My outcome is for people, if for communities to be functioning well, and for people to be healthy.
Well, let's switch gears then and look at the state budget. You voted for it this summer. It had been pretty substantially revised by your Republican colleagues. Governor Evers ultimately signed it, but called for more spending on education. Where do you think are our most pressing needs right now, certainly as it comes to education funding?
Right now, we just need a healthy budget overall, and we need specific funding for the children and families that need it the most. We are still at only one-third funding for special education. We still have a very serious need for mental health and behavioral health services in our schools. Most of the programs received a tiny increase or none at all. So you take a system that has been pretty consistently beaten up over the last 10 years, and then put COVID on top of it, and you're going to find that services for struggling students are going to be pretty threadbare. I think it is so important that we realize that our kids are going through a lot of problems and struggles. They had a whole year of going either back and forth to school or virtual, and now we're asking them to come back. They have to see their communities fight over mask mandates and vaccines, and we also know then that we still don't have the basic funding to run our schools in a way that our kids deserve. So I'm very disappointed, and I think it all came down to the Republicans' willingness to not have the maintenance of funding that would allow $2.4 billion. They were willing to risk that, and I just find that just sad. It's very sad.
You signed on to this budget. As we said, it is different than what Democrats had wanted. Is there anything that, in hindsight, you wish had stayed in the budget, something in the state outside of education that is really hurting for funding right now?
I'll go right. I'll sound like a broken record, but the Medicaid funds that are waiting for us in Washington, we have denied that to the people of Wisconsin through four budgets now. This is the fourth, and billions of dollars in healthcare and Medicaid funding were lost. Billions. And it was in the budget again. And this is money that Wisconsin taxpayers have already paid in their federal taxes. We are one of 11 states that have not accepted Medicaid expansion. And to me, it's tragic that every budget needs to be based on this lack of funding.
You're listening to the State Capitol Report. Our guest is Democratic State Senator Janet Buley, and you can call in now to join the conversation at 800-642-1234. I'm Jay Carlisle Larson. It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm Jay Carlisle Larson, and it's the State Capitol Report. Our guest is State Senator Janet Buley. She represents the 25th State Senate District in northwestern Wisconsin, and we're talking about a special investigation into elections, unemployment, and more, and we want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. Now, Senator Buley, you recently introduced a bill that would authorize the state to award loans up to $50 million for the Verso paper mill in Wisconsin Rapids and the state should provide assistance to support these paper mills.
Well, I know more about Park Falls, but the paper industry and everything around wood in our forest is very significant to the state of Wisconsin. I introduced this bill with my colleagues because we do have the ability to loan this amount of money, and we needed a new bill because the one that was introduced by the Republicans used COVID funds for, or would have tapped COVID funds for the purpose of these loans. And we have no assurances. As a matter of fact, we have a lot of skepticism from the feds when it comes to whether or not it would be eligible. Therefore, the governor vetoed that bill. I introduced this bill, which has the same amounts of money. It's just that it would come from funds that we already have available that the WEDC could use. So it's a struggle for me to understand why the Republicans are reluctant to do it this way. We have the money. We know that it is there. We have looked at the projections or received projections about revenue. So it is a surprise to me. These are mills that support an industry that's been going on in our state for a long, long time. And we know that the Verso mill, it's larger, will need to be sort of reformatted to provide different products. And the one in Park Falls, which is smaller, is ready to go. We just need the $15 million loan to get it fully back up and running. But that mill has the capacity, has the customers. They've got the customers to sell their products to, and they have the employees. So that one is really, really packaged well and ready to go. I would love to have Republicans join me on this one and my colleagues, because if we could get to the floor with this, we could make a difference in these communities very, very quickly.
Well, let's continue on, because I want to get to unemployment benefits. You know, the federal government's enhanced unemployment benefits are scheduled to expire in about a week. These benefits have provided about $300 per week on top of their Wisconsin benefits. And, you know, Governor Tony Evers vetoed a bill that would have ended the benefits early. Where do you stand currently on, you know, these enhanced unemployment benefits for Wisconsin residents?
Well, the interesting thing is that we know that people are spending this money in their local economies, and so that means the businesses that are on Main Street, typically on things that make a difference in children's lives. This is where you can get school clothes, where you can get additional food. I think that so much is focused on this additional funds, which is just used to keep families going, when all the attention is paid to, is used to blaming it for the lack of employment. We know that the state, certainly up here in the north, we have a workforce shortage. We had it going into the pandemic, and the pandemic is making it worse. Now going back, we realize just how critical the childcare situation is. So many people cannot go back to work because they do not have childcare. And many people think that it's easy to find, that you have family that could watch your children for you, when in fact, everybody is trying hard to work, and there's there are very few resources for childcare. Childcare, much like the CNAs in our nursing homes, those are very low-paying jobs. But they're taking care of the most precious and vulnerable lives in our state. We need a way to provide child care so that people can confidently look for work and join the ranks of the employed.
Is there any hunger in the legislature to maybe craft legislation that would bolster any sort of child care initiatives in the state?
Well, I know my Democratic colleagues are. But there has been resistance to fund programs like this from the Republicans. I would hope that they would realize just how significant childcare is for the workforce shortage. We have statistics. We know just how critical it is, but we've not seen much enthusiasm from that side of the aisle.
We are talking about state politics right now with Senate Minority Leader Janet Buley. She represents the 25th District in northern Wisconsin. Now, on Wednesday, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss issued a statement supporting the hiring of independent contractors to complete a cyber forensic audit of the 2020 elections to ensure, quote, that issues did not happen. Do you support the reviews of the 2020 election?
We have had so many reviews. I'm not sure how many times you can count the beans in the jar. I mean, do it over and over and over, and now a forensic audit. I think that those are flashy names to continue to have people focus on the past, when indeed we can't dwell back there. We have issues that are right in front of us that we must look at and go forward. I am very disappointed that this is being rehashed over and over in our state, when every time we have done an audit or recounted or anything, we get the same results. Now, I'm not going to burden you with what happens when you do the same thing over and over again and get the same outcome, but it's true in this case. It's madness, and we don't have the time, and we're not going to get a different answer. We've got to move on.
How do you think this impacts voters, especially as we head into a midterm election year?
Well, I think the voters are energized on many issues. I think that we are all hoping for fair maps. We are hoping for the opportunity to see our voters vote on the issues that they are concerned about, that they really want to see happen in our state. And I think that it's going to be an interesting election cycle. We have to reelect the governor. We have to, of course, always have the people in place in the Senate, the Democrats that we need to uphold the governor's veto should it be challenged. And now we have quite a few congressional seats that are now open because of retirements. So it's going to be a very interesting election cycle.
You just mentioned, maps. We are about to be redistricting in Wisconsin because we have this new census data. The Republicans want to keep it within the state. The Democrats have already appealed to federal courts. How do you see this playing out over the next few months?
Well, I believe it is going to go to the courts. We may have a few initial stabs at coming up with a fair map, the first, second, or third round, but I don't think I think that it's pretty clear that the Democrats and the Republicans are not going to come up with something that satisfies both of us. So it will go to the courts. There's differing ways to look at the courts to think which one would you prefer. Clearly, the Republicans believe that they have a little more, they're a little closer to the state Supreme Court, so that's where they would prefer to have it go. But I think that ultimately it will take a federal decision to solve this problem.
Well, Senator Buley, thank you so much for joining us today.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Janet Buley is a Democratic state senator who represents a large chunk of Northwest Wisconsin. She's also the Senate Minority Leader and has been a member of the state Senate since 2014. Up next is news, and then we continue the state capitol report with State Superintendent Jill Underley. We're talking about the school year amid a surge in COVID cases. I'm Jay Carlisle Larson. It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network.